Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open as well at 504-260-1870. The New Orleans Pelicans are sending Lonzo Ball in a sign-and-trade to the Bulls, receiving Thomas Satoransky and Garrett Temple in return, I believe, a second-round pick as well. Ali Cosell joining us now, editor-in-chief of the Bird writes. Ali, did I get that right in terms of the trade, sign and trade with Alonzo? Ali, you there? Go ahead, start over. I'm sorry.
Yes, Christian. So far on paper, that's what it is comprising of the deal, but it could change.
How?
Well, my guess is that Satoransky could possibly be on the move. I think a third team may be added. The Pelicans have a lot of space to play with before they're even getting close to the tax line. I'm guessing they're going to stay over the cap, so they're going to be able to make a couple trades by basically adding another team, like I said, maybe adding Devontae Graham from Charlotte. And now there's also that Memphis trade that has not been completed yet. So I think while we're seeing all these names fly off the board, I think the Pelicans are still trying to figure out and make it happen to add the guys that they're really high on. So the big fish are still waiting to happen.
So Ali, we talk about big fish waiting to happen. I mean, if you're a Pelicans fan, are you kind of ho-hum considering what has occurred at the beginning of free agency? Because when you look at Lowry, who's now with the Miami Heat, that was the speculation that he was going to go there, considering his relationship with Butler and all that. So what would be considered maybe a big splash going forward to get the Pelican fans excited, considering who would be available going forward?
I would say by filling in their backcourt, right? Because right now they've got Satoransky, Garrett Temple, and Kyra Lewis and Nikhil Alexander-Walker, who really – none of those guys have proven the right to be in the starting lineup for a team that wants to make the playoffs, right, with Zion and B.I. So I'm looking at maybe Norman Powell. He was traded from the Raptors to the Portland Trailblazers last year. He could come over as a shooting guard. And then the Pelicans still have a choice of point guards. You know, Reggie Jackson's out there, Dennis Schroeder. A lot of guys that we saw have good playoffs to where, you know, they could help this team.
You know what, Ali, you mentioned Norman Powell, where he averaged almost 19 points a game last season with the Raptors and the Trailblazers, a gifted scorer, only 28 years of age, so you still think he's in the prime of his career. So I know when you look at Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum, they were high on him, but then you can't pay everyone. So, you know, Powell, 6'4", I think you'd have to, if you really look at the numbers, you'd have to be excited about that if he was a free agent acquisition.
Absolutely, and I honestly don't see how Portland can keep all three players and,
right,
well, impress, yeah, Damian Lillard to stay with CJ and Norman. I mean, they're both 6'4" next to him, and we saw what happened to Portland last year. Their defense, they couldn't stop anybody. They were too small, so I've always felt that either CJ or Norman Powell would be leaving this summer. So it could be Norman Powell, it looks like.
Now, you know, Ali, what about, I'm looking at like Doug McDermott. He's coming off a career year with the Pacers, 6'7", a type of a complimentary piece who could help the floor space with Zion and B.I. He shot almost 41% three-point shooter. You know, look at last season, 53.5% from the field, 39% from three-pointer, and then free throws, 82%. And that was posted higher. And now this caught my attention. That's why I want you to elaborate on this. He posted a higher true shooting percentage. Maybe you could elaborate on that. Then Giannis, the Greek Freak, world champ, 63.3. Then Duncan Robinson, 62.8. And Damian Lillard with the Trailblazers, 62.3. He was at 63.5. Well, that's all close, but he was in that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, what that tells you is he's really good at converting points on anything that goes through the basket, and he throws them in there at a high rate. That means he's probably liking making a good deal of regular twos, right? Three-pointers,
right?
And, of course, free throws. So that's the goal, is to be as efficient as you can in today's game. So you want to get guys that honestly have a higher true shooting percentage. So you don't look at field goal percentage like we used to in the 70s, 80s, and even 90s. True shooting percentage is what you want to look at. And I feel like Doug McDermott would have been a great choice. You know, he had been rumored to be interested by the Pelicans, but I heard that the Spurs just signed him in this past hour, so he's already off the board. But there's still a couple other shooters, and one guy that's flying under the radar for me is Devontae Graham. There's been a lot of rumors that he could be New Orleans bound. And he's another guy that has a high true shooting percentage. Guy doesn't, you know, shoot over 40% from the floor, but he makes threes at a good clip, makes his free throws. And I'll tell you what, he's a big-time clutch performer. I think that's another thing we need to focus on. Whoever the Pelicans bring in, you want to be able to trust that they can close out some games for New Orleans.
Now, Ollie, when you look at Lonzo Ball, I would say, well, if I was the Pelicans, I wouldn't pay him $20 million. Now, looking at the contract, it seems like it's a little bit more than that. I guess supply and demand, but good for Lonzo Ball. But what is your take on that, him landing with the Bulls? Because that was the rumor that that's where he was going.
Yeah, ever since before the trade deadline, Chicago's been in hot pursuit. And you can see why. I mean, they've got Zach LaVine, a gunner. They've got Nikola Vucevic, who they got a center trade from the Magic at the trade deadline, who's also another big-time scorer. So they need guys like Lonzo that'll facilitate, rebound, you know, do some of the other stuff. And Lonzo, he's going to fit in up there well. But I'll tell you what, I think that's a really good deal. I wouldn't have minded for the Pelicans, honestly, to resign him if that's the price. And if they don't land a big fish, but like I said, I'm expecting them to, because otherwise they would have re-signed him and brought him back. They're not going to settle for Satoransky and Garrett Temple, right? Wait for the kids to grow up and hope that they, you know, can get this team in the playoffs. I just don't buy that.
Did the Bulls overpay for Lonzo?
I don't think so. No, I thought he was worth $20 million a year ago, and he only improved, I think, his standing by proving that he's honestly a legitimate three-point shooter, and his free throw percentage improved, right? He's only 23, so I think he's going to keep adding those games. We saw the mid-range flash a little bit more, and then remember, guys, he had a couple of 33-point games in that last, 3 weeks when Zion and B.I. weren't there. You felt like he was taking a step forward by being more aggressive, so I think there's more potential for him to grow into.
Ollie, right now, so far, what they've done doesn't exactly make Pelicans fans want to jump up and start dancing. Do you think they will when this is by the time free agency's over?
They'll definitely be jumping 10 times higher once it's done. But right now, yeah, absolutely. This is where you've got to understand the Pelicans are trying to maximize the amount of space under the tax to fill in this roster with the best quality they can. And so that doesn't mean they were going to go out in free agency and just utilize the $36 million cap space, because it makes more sense to utilize these trades to where I think they can go up to about $44, $45 million to just fill in the roster that way. And for that to transpire, it takes, you know, getting third and fourth teams in the deal and figuring out which path you want to go, because I'm sure there's still other paths left out there. So once we see the dominoes fall, I guarantee you, we're all going to be a lot happier.
Now, Ollie, if you're a Pelicans fan, isn't it truly, because we talk about Super Bowl or bust, playoffs or bust, you know, we did it with the Saints or whatever. But isn't that where we're at right now with Zion, considering how long he's been on board? Isn't it now time to say playoffs or bust and put pressure on the whole organization? I mean, to me, that's not unfair that we would do that or demand that.
No, I think a generational talent has every right to expect it, along with every single fan of NBA basketball. Look, I mean, Michael Jordan's the you know, name every great, Giannis, all these guys, LeBron, they started making playoffs early and consistently in their careers. Now, some of them didn't make it right away. It took them a year, two or three. Giannis and LeBron, it wasn't until year three, but guess what? Zion's not going to hit year three. You don't wait till year four. They've got to absolutely make it. I know they're feeling the heat. That's why, like I said, I'm expecting a lot more major moves to last year's starting lineup, right? Bledsoe's already gone. Steven Adams, Valanciunas right. is in. We're going to see who else. But I guarantee you they're going to add some more because they know that pressure exists in order to keep Zion long-term.
Ollie Cosell, editor-in-chief, The Bird writes. Ollie, appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
Absolutely, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Ollie.
All right, we'll step away a little early. Come back. More sound from Saints training camp next here on WWL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.